yeah. Looking for the truth. You are witnessing real bad guy shit. Killer Mike and Track Star the DJ. You are witnessing the educated villain. Yeah. Real bad guy shit. You are witnessing money hungry wolves down in the rich. You are witnessing
the readers of the books and the leaders of the
gave a fuck, I never did and never will. Living like a villain, never chillin'.
Prime time rap gang, bang, bang, bang.
Hello. Welcome to The Educated Villains, or Educated Villains. We haven't all the way figured out what people are calling us yet, you know, but it's Educated Villains Radio. And I am Killer Mike, a.k.a. Mike Bigger, a.k.a. Killer Kira from the Ville, a.k.a. Fat Boy, Mikey, a few other things people call me, and my DJ, DJ Trackstar, Trackstar the DJ, is in the booth with me, in the back, smoking. What's up?
Chilling. All right. Great.
He's chilling in the back. We smoking great weed. First of all, I want to say happy 2013, you motherfuckers! And I'm saying that because, obviously, whatever Mayan calendar myth that they were telling us didn't go down. Trackstar and I were on a boat. We were on a Coachella cruise, bawling like a motherfucker as it was going down. We were prepared for the world to end. I believe I was on stage with Z-Trip and L as it happened. And it started raining and shit was going wild and people were having the time of their lives. And Z-Trip is a cool-ass motherfucker. I look forward to doing dope shit with him in the future. So, happy 2013. And I say that because usually this is the point where I'm at and I'm looking at the "we forgot about him, but his shit was dope" reviews. Well, things change, motherfucker. Things sure do change within a year if you work hard. Elle and I were talking about going on tour for just the summer this time last year. I have now been on tour damn near an entire year. Thanks, William Street Records, Jason, Ashley. Love you guys. Thank you. 2012 has been an eventful year for everyone, but I'm just talking about me. I set out about 6 or 7 years ago to have the year that I had last year, and it was a year that I felt like everything cohesed, and I want to send a big, big "you were fucking right" to LP, because my brother told me that if we did this and we did it right, the praise and the acclaim that would come. He told me the concerts and the touring that would follow. He told me the different level of respect that I could ascend to if I just bared down and put that belief in myself and I was willing to live fully what I wrote on that record, Willie Burke Sherwood. And it's because of those talks, and it's because of me and him digging in and working hard and doing this shit in a very hip-hop way. I love rap music this year. I love my album rap music, but I fell in love with rap music again. Thank you, Schoolboy. Thank you, Kendrick. Thank you, Ab. Thank you, Tef. You know what I mean? Who else? Who else were we jamming? Oh, man. Thank you, ASAP. We jammed the fuck out of you while we were riding this shit. Who else would we play hard? Played a lot of old shit. Thank you, Bone Thugs and Harmony. We played that easy. Yeah, we play Scarface every time, all the time. So thank you, Face. Who else could we thank right now? Oh, thank you, Big Boy. Thank you, T.I. I got a couple people to thank on some non-music shit, man. I want to thank Trackstar for passing me the blunt right quick. I'm going to thank that first. I want to thank the U.S. soldiers that are worldwide fighting fights. And I'm doing this because I had my daughter and two of my nieces over at my house this weekend. And, man, we were hanging out. The girls were cooking and doing their nails and doing, you know, niece stuff. And my niece is really into fashion tracks. So I'm expecting her to tell me, you know, when I graduate, I want to do something like, you know, a little fashion school, or, you know, I'm expecting anyone a little trade school, you know, might go to beautician school or something. And she says, well, I'm going into the National Guard. Well, that's not the Army, that's not the Marines, the Air Force, or the Navy. She'll be, you know, coastal waters here. But I got really, really in deep thought after she left, after I got the girls back home, my daughters and my nieces, and I got to understand that, and I already understood this, but it reaffirmed that only poor kids have to enlist. You know what I mean? Only like the kids that are in Iraq, the kids that are in Afghanistan, the kids that are patrolling our borders right now, the kids that are all, you know, Libya, the kids that are in the Middle East. These kids are just poor kids from neighborhoods like mine, you know, neighborhoods like Madison, you know, parents, working class people, and they have to go, for right or for wrong, represent us. And no one ever stops to just say thank you. We make records talking about the policy, which puts them in bad light. We talk about how dumb soldiers are. We would never do that shit, die for the government. All the dumb shit we say, and no one ever says thank you. So let me say thank you to the troops, because on Twitter, a lot of soldiers hit me up and give me love, and a lot of soldiers have represented it and show love to rap music in particular. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I got a chance to meet one of my heroes in 2012 while I was having a year of my life, while I was fucking running around rapping my ass off, while they were like, this fat black motherfucker be moving. Shouts out to Lil Rod, who's just like, you're too fat, you gotta lose some weight. So now he and my woman have put me on an involuntary diet. I'm eating a little differently, I'm walking, exercising a little more, so we'll see where it goes. I'm making no grand promises, but I do want to be alive to keep rocking for 10 more years, or 20, or 30, as Trey says. So I'm around doing that. But I'll give you no promises. I'll just say I'm doing better. Shouts out to Supreme Understanding for sending me the vegetarian cookbook too. Thank you. I am using that. I've tried some of that shit. It works and it's good. Thanks to GZA for giving me those books. And thanks to GZA for hipping me and Trax to some vegetarian shit. Thank you. And I'm playing chess and just destroying Trax. Alright, so the rambling is about to stop in a minute. There's some people that I remember to thank. There's some people that I may have forgotten to thank. But just know that 2012 was a hell of a year for me. I want to appreciate everybody that follow me on Twitter and that communicates with me, or that follows me on Twitter and communicates with me back and forth. I want to thank the people that have followed me on Instagram. Shouts out to Auto Week USA for picking up my Instagram pictures of Hot Wheels. Shouts out to Rory for doing a write-up on them. Shouts out to Currency, Currency Spitter, for, you know, just hanging out at the shop, giving me some solid advice and introducing me to taking pictures of my Hot Wheels, because I was just collecting them, not taking pictures. So shouts out to them, and to my Instagram buddy, Jets Wheels, what's up? And Ashton Kusher, what's up? Tydro Music, what's up? Shouting y'all out. Just getting it out. Right now, man, I'm just in a festive mood. I'm smoking marijuana. We're doing a podcast. Now I'm going to be quiet, and we're going to get to some cool music. I'm going to start it off with my little buddy, Tel Poe, because he is growing the fuck out of St. Louis. I want to hear a little Scotty, because I like Scotty, and I think he's dope as a motherfucker. And then, Trax, just play whatever else you want to play, man. I'm on that shit right now. Yeah.
Educated Villains.
Chokehold. So, Young motherfucker coming up from the gutter, got us all loco. Boy, listen to Biggie and thought I could do it. Listen to Nas and thought I could do it. Listen to Jeezy and thought I could do it. Listen to Jigga and thought I could do it. Fresh out the kitchen, my mission to prove it. Rap fucked up, nigga, I don't give a fuck. I'm one of the young boys that's fucking it up. Selling black children, living with depleted options. Oh, nigga, we don't see no running water. Send a prayer to the sky, but I don't see no savior coming. Oh, single mother turning bitter. She say she don't need no nigga. She don't see what she becoming. Oh, and I'm loading up for my real villains. In the whirlwind till the world wins, and I'm puffing on dro like I never did feel feelings. Souls in an all black car, roll down the window of his bottom and send him to the stars. Big guy, tell me if it's life on Mars. Foot clamors and never die for the cause. I rock well with my nigga rock well. See me in Pagedale in a fucking jail cell. You listen to Marshall and thought I ain't do it. I listened to him and knew I could do it. Fresh out the kitchen, my mission to prove it. Fresh out the kitchen, my mission to prove it.
Time told my niggas, look, we made it here. Part of bringing Atlanta back, this was our year. Shit can only get better from the spot we at. They ain't do me for shit, bitch, I got my own set. Yeah, I hit that paper trail, now I work these lazy cats. On lane, I made that, and I'm still riding that bitch now. I ain't after no cheerleaders, I ain't after no handout. Staying focused, I'm praying to God that this shit popping, it paying out. Dedicated, they ran out. I'm conducting this, train this, motherfucking train. Old school whip without the motherfucking brain. I'ma rapping cash, yo, about my motherfucking chains. I gave him cool, gave him motherfucking game. Nigga, stop cussing so much, I'm trying to explain. Don't even give me prop if a nigga ain't busting in my nigga don't like it, then I probably don't trust it.
And
it's
I'm like, fuck, being modest, feeling like I'm that nigga. 80 proof in my car. Stereo on my swisher, homeboys on my ear, telling me to be cocky. On my way and I know, ain't nobody gon' stop me. I'm like, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas. I'm like, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas. I'm like, fuck wrong with these niggas.
Eyes low, but I still see everything in the 2-seat. Me and Mary Jane, 5 phones, cause I'm really about my business. I'd have been quit, nigga, it was about fame. I can give a fuck, nigga, I can give a fuck. How believe in me, you don't roll with us. Made a vow, I would always be the same me. So I'm standing on my word, on my word.
I got dollars all in my head, money all in my mind. Ain't been getting no sleep, staying all in my grind. I got dreams of living like kings, but I'm probably ahead of my time. I don't even know if they get it.
I can't even tell when they lie. So instead of playing safe, we gon' go for broke. I ain't said nothing funny, I ain't told no joke. So instead of playing safe, we gon' go for broke. I ain't said nothing funny, I ain't told no joke.
And I'm like, fuck being modest, feeling like I'm that nigga. 80 proof in my car, stereo on my swisher, homeboys in my ear, telling me to be cocky. On my way and I know, ain't nobody gon' stop me. I'm like, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas. I'm like, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas, fuck wrong with these niggas.
A circle while I ain't that nigga. I'm looking for the money with a bank at, nigga. I'm triple OG, I prank that nigga. I'm cold. Ride through the city on fall, got a cast in the roller for the bitches in the hole. Hanging out the window of a Bentley. I just met my connect, dropped out stone in the blood. On JP Rollin', ain't we ballin'? Got a problem with a nigga bang that bought it. Nigga nowadays jack ain't like shouting. Don't spit that cocaine like shouting. Set it on fire, they flame ain't like shouting. Flow don't go insane, I'm mental. Blowing presidential, 20 bricks off in the rental. We official ATLians with plenty A to sell again. DEA on I tell again, we'll tell amigo melody. Dope boy trap nigga shit I did. Say you want 100 bricks, well I bet I get it. Tell them all the sucker nigga tryna rip my city. K-I-N-G, bitch best get with it. All I know I gon' get it. Swag so silly, checks on dick, I'm wrecked up with it. Got a house color porn, stay stacked up with it. Got a Louis V bag, stay sacked up with it. Big diamonds in my Cuban, they won't be what we gon' shoot in, man. And the A is undisputed, we some legend, best to do it, man.
I keep it playin', why some juice to play it safe? Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it playin', why some juice to play it safe? Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. In the A, in the A, in the A, in the A.
King shit, Buckingham Palace, and I'm bucking on the motherfucking beat. God damn it, I ain't lost a step, but some of y'all nigga plowed the death. This player's ball, I was called the best, and now they only call me Daddy Fat Sacks. I ride a Cadillac with the diamond in the back of the sun rooftop. My diamond said I'm lacking the vitamin D I need. The sun won't stop, shine brighter, rhyme tighter than anybody in your top 10. My nigga, like a postman, I deliver. See, I'm the letter with the anthrax in it. Pass that, hit it, sniff it, snort it, then gon' take a bump, shout it. I take a number cause I'm serving the chumps that wanna jump up and get beat down. I'm brand new again, never get old. When I was little boy, they said I had an old soul. Old gold, ride with some pimps on the whole stroll. Now that's loco, and you're local, and I'm global. That means worldwide, like the rising tide. I'm gonna subside and rise again like clockwork. C-Bone is gonna show you how the Glock work. Non-violent, though. No violence, just style and hope. From the birthplace of MLK, where everything ain't okay, but KKK. Aye. I'm more Malcolm than Martin. Come get some, be a target. Standing in the kitchen with the AK, the shot.
I keep it playing, why some juice to play it safe? Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A. I keep it playing, why some juice to play it safe? Boy, check the resume, it's risky business in the A.
DJ, smokesection.net, let's go.
Still kill a kill from the beer with a flow so cold that it froze your nose. Something like the blow did back in the 90s when I sold to the geeked out hoes. Must be the reason my flow so dope. Not dope, many coke, but dope, many dope. What's that killer? Y'all niggas don't know. So, school's in session, let's go. Dope shit get you 75 and break that bullshit coke, just get you 24. Like my nigga told y'all niggas back in 96, the dip 24.0 and a 4.6, and you on my dick. Pause, get up off the polo draw. Y'all, I ain't seen a rapper go this cold 187 since above the law, okay? Nigga with an attitude like Easy, Ren, Dre, and a young O'Shea, okay? Fuck that punk ass block he got on the block, I'ma hit him with the K, okay? Had a nigga singing like Michelle A. Had a nigga missing like JJ Fad. Lead a nigga dead like JJ Dad. Damn, James, why you made me mad? Shit, goddamn, I go ham, I go off, the gun go blam. I go in, I go hard, I go stupid, oh my god. Shama-lama-duma-lama, even when I ain't saying shit. Got AK wordplay, might put a pause in your life just like a comma, bitch.
All right, so the SS Coachella cruise, man, it was amazing. Thank, Shay, what was it Rachel, the lady who helped us? Was it Rachel, the lady who helped us with the room on the Coachella? It was Rachel. All right, so the SS Coachella cruise, first the inaugural cruise was this. I didn't get to do Coachella in the desert tracks. We didn't get to do that. We almost got to do it, but we didn't,
yes.
And we were heartbroken. You haven't done it yet. But we got invited to do the Coachella cruise, the first one, that went to the Bahamas and it went to Jamaica. And I want to thank Rachel and James Allen in particular. Let me tell you something, man. You know when people are really trying to accommodate you to make you comfortable so that you can give the performance and the show that the people deserve. And I just want to say in particular, Rachel, thank you, because I'm a huge man, and small rooms just would have made me an irritable bear on a boat. and you gave me a fantastic room, and I appreciate you for that. And James Allen, I just like to say, James, you were the absolute greatest. I hope you're president of the fucking world one day. So look, what happened on this cruise? What happened on this cruise was, I don't want to go racial, but I just got to say, man, white people sure know how to party. I'm here to tell you, man, if the ratio is 80% white and 20% mixture of other things, you're about to have the party of your life. If it goes 90 white and 10% mixed, it's going to go bad. There's going to be coke and fights. Yeah, you got to be 80-20. It got to be a good 80-20. But if it's an 80-20, you in there. And I'm going to just say, man, I had the time of my life. And then when you got off the boat, I was in the Bahamas. And that's when I learned that, you know, black people, man, we hard on each other everywhere in the world, baby. You know what I mean? They hard on you, man. If you ain't giving up that paper, man, they're going to treat you bad over there, man. You got to buy something. You get off in the Bahamas, man, get ready to buy something, man. Don't come with that bullshit. You black, you from America, you got off that boat, you got to buy something. And I like that. I like that. You know that? I do like that. I like that. Because you know what? In the hood over here, man, we not forcing nobody to buy nothing. We not saying you got to buy something to be here, baby. And I like that, man. So I donated to the Bohemian cause, man. I gave to my brothers. I paid $100 for a 7-minute cab ride. But luckily, I had my white friends with me. We split the bill. Talk to me, Wilder Zobe. So the Bahamas was dope. The Bahamas was dope. Let's get to the real though. We know why everybody came. You know, the Bahamas was definitely the opening act, and I got nothing against the Bahamas. Beautiful people. I broke bread with them. Like this little girl saw me embrace and said, "Now you're the Bahamian Big Papa." I laughed. She sold me two braces and I laughed so hard. But we all was waiting to go to Jamaica. Back to Jamaica. I am a weed smoker. Do you hear me? I smoke marijuana, man. This is what I do. So I'm on the SS Coachella cruise. We rocking. I'm doing my two shows. I've also done sets with Z-Trip. We running around seeing other shows. We arguing with waiters and shit. They gave us a free drink pass. We get all the free liquor we want. I get off in Jamaica. I see a kid that I met in Jamaica 10 years ago. I swear to God. His name is Dre. I always tell people about him. I paid him to sneak me off a resort 10 years ago. Just went around and saw the real Jamaica. As I'm walking into Jamaica, we pay a cab driver to take us, essentially what was a mild walk on the beach we could have walked to in retrospect, but they drove us around to this spot. You get out, and that shit's like it's like a cliche rap video, where you get out of the van and you walking and people are coming up to you like the big people are in town, you know? I'm with two gorgeous black women, I'm with LP, and they immediately hone in on L. Buy something, brother, buy something. L is like, nah, I'm straight, I'm cool right now. What are you, racist? Pissed LP off, man. LP like, what the bum buck like? LP's like, fuck that mic, I'm out. You know what I mean? So L's like, you know, and I feel it though. Fuck that, man. L's done lot of good for the black community. He produced rap music. Be calling the mind no racist now. But that was, so L was like, fuck it. L went back to the ship. He was, I think by the time he was headed back later, we were already back. But while he was gone, man, picked food right out of the sea. They cooked it. But this kid, as I was walking up, this kid says, "You don't remember me, Mike." I look at him, I say, "Oh, shit, Dre!" And he's like, "It's Andre." For 10 years, this kid is preserved. You know, when I left the last time, I left him with money in his hand. I left this time. You know, this young man, he has five sisters, you know. And he's just preserving, man. And I respect that. So it was good. Going back to Jamaica was a big experience than I thought was just smoking weed. Ended up paying a driver to take us into the mountains. We went into the mountains. I saw Jamaica from the hills that the native people live on, saw it. I got a chance to buy from some merchants up there. I saw beautiful homes. I saw these beautiful neighborhoods, these white little houses, these school children uniformed. It was I could live there. Like I could leave the States. And I know later we talked and you said you could too. I never thought about leaving the States until I went there. So Jamaica was a very spiritual and very moving place for me. And anywhere what you say, Trax, anywhere they got Marcus Garvey on the money.
Yeah.
Trax, anywhere they got Marcus Garvey on the money got to be okay. So thank you, James, very much. Thank Coachella for bringing us out. That really was the crown jewel in last year. We did a lot of shows, and thankfully, more shows than that, people love. And I gave my all, everyone, you know. I'm going to do the same thing for years to come. But 2012, if you were at the shows at Princeton with us, if you were at the shows in Pittsburgh and the Columbuses and the Clevelands, if you were at the shows in Frisco and L.A. and New York, if you were at those shows in Atlanta, just thank you for the energy you gave me. And let's keep giving each other this energy. The Coachella cruise was an amazing experience. Even if I'm not booked next year, I'm just going to buy tickets and be on board and jump on people's set. I'll be there. Just playing. You guys need to pay me.
Educated villains.
Villains.
Black bra, black Yeezys, black in a back, tap, breathe easy. Black presidential rose, black pieces. You know why? Cause I'm the young black Jesus. Yeah, young black Jesus. You know why? Cause I'm the young black Jesus. Yeah, the young black Jesus. Yeah, the young black Jesus.
Let's get him, Dre. Yes, sir. The young black Jesus, walking on water in them young black Yeezys. 5 albums, 5 masterpieces. Can't leave rap alone, the game needs it. Can't leave gets alone, I got a family. Nigga, this old Grams nominated for a Grammy. I gotta thank myself, I'm Jesus. Me and my apostles play the corner like Revis. Now I'm on Noah's Ark, floating through St. Regis. You know how Jesus do. Pull up on you in that navy blue coupe. Pop out, taper suit, Lamborghini, Mercy, Buku. Couldn't do it without Jesus. Got a passport, fuck I need with a visa. Got a black car, fuck I need with a visa. I don't fuck with Brian, but got on them South Beaches.
I got black cars, black bra, black Yeezys, yeah. Black in a back, cap, breathe easy. Black presidential like rose, black Yeezys.
New motherfucker,
you know,
man. Alright, let's get the dust off. Let's get back to work. Stretch. Nickel. Alright, yeah, I said victory, defeat. Parallel feelings. Getting rich, French tripping, farewell, bit 'em. You go against me, you won't farewell. I leave your ass bleeding in the stairwell. Turn you to the thug between the warehouse. Is he like the cologne that I spray on in my mirror? My stones so clean, they looking sterile. I'm so major that when I pass, treat these last flows like the last scroll. Auction off these last known pages. Stuck in my own ways, making asshole wages. Username is passcode Vegas. It's nickel, nigga, you can keep your little 2 cent. No longer the Patron enthusiast, on to a new blueprint. I feel like zoning, finding headphones that's spewing for my own amusement. And two is two time, I ain't using for home improvement. And I don't have to know magic, bruh. I'm waving this ratchet like abracadabra. That's a cadaver, bruh. And only God's
a witness or resemblance. My guys relentless, riding like my guys inside the gremlin. Designer rifles out the window, you ain't seen this heat. Banana clip see-through, looking like ballerina feet. Got your entire age range on my dick. It's nothing to put your little stage name on my list. I took a little break to make some plans in my life. I never thought I'd see the day that I put hands on my wife. But that's another story, perhaps another chapter in the book, written autobiographic by a warrior. Another story of a good guy whose eyelids are drunk and shut, getting fucked up so much he don't know what the fuck is up. Watching world star clutching a cup right after giving this side chick a bus driver uppercut. But that's another story. I'm just getting the dust off. Slaughterhouse. Goodbye.
Big Willie, I'm fucking horse. Since a youngin' grabbed a pistol, skipped the chores. Hit the weed and set a song. Go with my older locs, they do your boy a song. Before my mom could smell the scent, that shit was gone. Moving on to bigger things now, don't call my phone. Carry chrome, I think the boy's after me. But I shoot fast like athlete. Number one magic flipper, I'm Anthony. Oop, oops, threw a couple at your court. Mr. Hard Top, don't fucking lose your roof. Smashing on a 110, empty most of the clip. Shit only got one sin. Where's Waldo at? Put this bitch to his limbs. Got the dimes all wrapped on this block, up, we still friends. Still low from the popo. No L's in the Volvo. Mask on, gets a photo. With my gloves wrapped around a fofo. Man down. Man down. Man down. Man down.
Statutory rape, cause the state wasn't mature. I'm laid over by the lake, you lay with inflatable mates. I laced my shoes tight, I'm ready for the paper chase. I like my girls with African bodies and Asian face. Only green M&M's placed in my dressing room. Pineapple juice, roast turkey. If I want, I got a bitch to suck a 30 dick circle. Then hop up in the cab, that's just to serve a bitch purple. Come back, make rice for the fellas. Every single person rocking leather, cheddar attached. My mental was hashed from the medicine cabinet. Rockin' shirt, got the pattern of the wilderness habitat. I make kids, NFL ready. Yours are 23, wearing bib slurping spaghetti. Your family cancer took a tits off, don't even look us in the eye. Spit the shit to make a lesbian cry.
Call the cops, call the cops. Call the cops, call the cops.
Celebrity owner, might have been Sylvester Stallone. You never know, bruh, at least that's what I'ma tell these hoes, bruh. Season 5, that's what I call my newest flows. These spiders still have yet to successfully clone my season 4. Shut my sliding door, lighters up, let's go. Look like another chronic TKO. I'ma send my down bitch to the stove. You know what I like, when you get back I have 4-roll. For sure, smoking a joint in the yellow cab. Leaving Saks Fifth Ave, hella bags, bitch hella bad. I'ma tell that driver to go hella fast. Back to the crib, flies a hella pad. Yeah.
Bitch, yeah. Bitch,
Yeah, smoking the joint in the yellow cab, leaving sex Fifth Ave, hella bags, bitch hella bad. Tell the driver go hella fast. Back to the crib, flies a hella pad. Bitch, yeah. Bitch, yeah.
Educated villains.
It's for no real niggas, man, that just be on some more. Yo, study your history, know what time it is. Move general, you heard? Gold jewels ain't my thing, kid, I'd rather wear none. Them vehicles I fly around, I gave to my son. Growing grays, blowing haze, watching raisin' in the sun. Young buck buying some bucks, the suede ones. My life story was right, shorty cousins a fight for me. Blood, let's wild out, let's ride for the white, call me. Got older, got bolder, staircase days. 40 ounces, big bags to blaze. Wearing capes, bagging for hours. Cooking up, wolves with power. Hooking up, those devour. Weak niggas foul up, no follow up. Then the connect came, we swallow up. Paying more, then we came to short money. Pile it up, rocking them niggas, they rocking us back. Cause every day we thrust back, felt like a worker, reverse that. My worst cat'll blow you in the church black. The day that we felt that we got jerked, we came with two guns and three bats.
It's sad to think we're not gonna make it.
For real, son. We break your legs for steak and eggs. The menu was taking rags. Beef patties with cheese, a white owl, I stayed at Ted's. A money rich getting comrade. Who fell in the storm, bagged them, now we strong as hell and no going backwards. Leather jackets, new Astons, Mosans, crew flashing jealousy around the corner. Niggas got two castles, some with coke, some bubble capsules. Some went and sold dope, some came back broken asking. The lifestyle is real, it could switch in the flash, kid. From living right to living and gone in the splash, kid. Think back to yesterday's tactics, should've been the actor. Blessings, then he came a rapper.
For some ungodly reason, we just won't let it die. I guess neither one.
Alright, cool. Alright, so cool. Let me and I know, look, I know I'm rambling. I just remember what I had forgotten. And when I said I met a hero. I believe in the concept. If you studied any martial art or any warrior way, you know of the concept of it takes steel to sharpen steel. Steel sharpens steel. You can't learn to punch hard, you know, if you keep punching soft. If you're gonna start soft, you're gonna build up, eventually you're gonna harden, and then you have to go against people with equal or better skill to sharpen yourself. So I've grown up listening to not only very quote-unquote liberal or progressive people or ideas or people that are sympathetic to things that people would assume I'm sympathetic to. I also grew up listening to a lot of people who were in opposition to that. So I have listened to as much of a Republican conservative body of people speaking on C-SPANs as I have these liberal and progressive. So I'm somewhere firmly in the middle and on the side of what I feel like my rights are should be as an American. So I grew up listening to this guy in high school called Neil Bortz, the talk master, and he pisses people the fuck off. That's what he does. He polarizes people. He alienates people. He lets you know the deepest of suburban and middle class fears at times. And he's also very fair, honest, and real about a lot of basic things that I am. And needless to say, you can discover him yourself. This is his last year on radio. It's ironic I met him in his last year because I wanted to meet him all these other years. I met him walking out of a bookstore. And I'm not going to tell you where it is because you guys will figure out which right Republican enclave I live in and start harassing me. I'll be getting soccer moms dropping off demos and shit, and that's not what I want to happen. But walking out of a bookstore, and I saw him, and I'm like, oh shit, Neil. And he looks at me like, who the fuck is the black guy that knows me in this neighborhood? So I let him know who I was, and he was a very, very nice man. He was a gentleman. I let him know how he's affected me. There are some things I agree with him, just elbow to hip with. There are some other things I'm on the other side of the room, but he is one of those people I respect, because he has always forced me to think. He's always forced me to think outside of the box that was made for me. So I met him, and this is last year on the radio, so thank him for taking the time to engage me. Hello to Belinda, who is one of his co-hosts of sorts, and rest in peace to Royal, who's a brother I wanted to meet, who's a brother who he had, who was on his show like a co-host of sorts. And Royal died, unfortunately. There's a fund for his children's education you can find on Neil Borst's page on WSB. I want to ask you guys to please donate to that. But I got to meet him, so that was a blast. Thank you, Neil. Thank you at Talkmaster, I think it is, on Twitter. I appreciate you for engaging me and for just being a gentleman. Now, I say all that because 2012 was just an incredible year for me, for my ego, for my finance. You know, business has been good. Trax and I have stayed on the road. But 2013, I got some goals. And I want everybody listening to me to understand, I'm on that pledge shit right now. I'm on that I pledge allegiance to the grind shit. When I say I got some goals, Trax and I are about to take Europe in about 2.5 weeks. And I don't mean we about to go to Europe. Like, we're about to take Europe. We're going to Europe to act a motherfucking fool. You hear me? We're going to Europe. We want, when we pull in, we need to know where is the U.S. Embassy. Because we about to turn this motherfucker up to the point they going to have to escort us to the U.S. motherfucking embassy. You understand me? I'm talking about some Boeing supremacy wreckage going on. You understand what the fuck I'm saying, Europe? I'm talking about turning the fuck up. That's how we hit in Europe in a few weeks. And I say that because when I was about to go to Europe 10 years ago, 9/11 happened. And then it wasn't, artists weren't going to Europe like that. And when I was about to go to Europe another few times, things came up. But this time ain't nothing coming up, baby. We going to Europe. So I'm going over there with a purpose and an intent. And I'm going to just say, whatever your purpose and intent is in the first 3 months of this year, let's get that shit going. Shouts out to Tech Supreme, who's helping me with this Eat thing, get more active thing too. Tech was a big brother. He produced Tef Poe. Producers for Tef Poe was a big brother, man. The last year and a half, this brother's cut 100 pounds. He's a beast. He's slam dunking. He's an inspiration to me. So shouts out to fucking Tech Supreme. You know what I mean? This is what I'm, like, all I want is that pledge energy around me right now. All I want is that constant growth and elevation. The day after tomorrow, I am boarding a plane. I am going to land in an airport in New York. I am going to get in a car. I'm going to drive outside the city of New York. I'm going to be in the studio a full week with no cell phone, no TVs with LP. And I promise you, we are about to create murder. I am not letting my foot off the neck of anybody who ever slept on me. Now that you're awake, I'm gonna keep banging you and banging you and banging you, because I have worked 10 years for this moment. So I'm thankful for Pledge as a series. I'm thankful for the attention on Pledge 3 in particular. I'm thankful that you guys finally accepted that I made a classic in rap music and it was album of the year. I'm thankful for all that. But this time, we come to rob the bank. We here for the money. We're not coming off the road. We're going to come home, make albums, get back on the road. Come home, make albums, get back on the road, because I appreciate y'all staying down for me for so long. You pledge heads, you newcomers, you peoples that's fucking with me now, I appreciate you. So I promise you the flow's not gonna stop. I'm on it, doggone it. I don't give a damn if it's just a freestyle that you hear that I'm hoarse as fuck because I just left a show. Speaking of, I got one of those freestyles. I got something special for you after the show. I love y'all. I'm finna leave now because I'm finna go work hard. Thank you guys for staying down for me, man. Thank the artists that have inspired me through competition. Thank the artists that inspired me through making amazing work. Thank the artists that have inspired me by being my mentors. Thank you, Big Boy, man. Thank you, T.I. I appreciate y'all, bro, for letting me be in the aura, for letting me be around when y'all doing what you do. And for me growing, I appreciate you two brothers in particular. Thank you, Dre, for dropping dope shit and for being a mentor. I appreciate you, bro. Thank the entire rap industry, because no matter what they say about us, no matter how they say we not doing this, no matter what they say we not doing, no matter what they say we can't accomplish, we keep breaking records, we keep pushing music, we keep making it something bigger and better and deafer, and I'm proud of us for that. I want to appreciate every MC that's grabbing a mic. No judgments on your style, man. I'm about to smoke a fast spliff now. I'm about to get back to work. I'll come with a podcast about something at a certain point in the near future. Maybe podcasting from Europe. But until then, pop champagne, smoke as much marijuana as you can, and stand up like a woman or a man. TheEducatedVillains.com. Fuck with it. Yeah. When I first did this shit, I was way wasted. I think my throat was all shredded. I had just came off a show, and I told Trax, "Hey man, I don't really like shit, man, but fuck it." Hey, how to be a gangster? That's right, west side pro ho pusher anti-lame nigga. Do it for the money and the fame, nigga. Just know they number one and the same, nigga. Work the damn it, boy, as Bruce Gang, nigga. You ain't familiar, then you probably a lame, nigga. And you is what you is, no shame, nigga. By the way, gang, cost check change, nigga. You ain't got it, then you better run the chain, nigga. And we want it all gold, everything, nigga. Yeah. I'm from Westside Atlanta, where niggas handle they anna by busting niggas watermelon, but the clips is bananas. You think my city is fruit? You think these niggas is cute? You think you come through Adamville and these niggas won't shoot? These niggas ripping and crippin', these niggas shooting and looting. I know you heard something different, but bitch, this is Simpson, this is snow in the bluff. This is gritty and raw. This that if I like your bitch, I might take your girl. This that after the Falcon game, I catch me a lane. I lay that motherfucker down, hold that fight. This is after the Bray game, catch me a white man. Now I got a new rope next on my right hand. After that Hawks game, I ain't getting out. Why? No motherfucking body was there. I should go to Velvet Room and rob me an athlete. I'll make a rapper run like a goddamn track meet. Now pretty bitch, you may not. You fucking with some real Atlanta ball. Now pretty bitch, you may know. You fucking with some real Atlanta ball. So if you smoking and toking and choking gas with us, and sipping buddy in the club and you thugging with us, then you leaving and you fucking with us. And you fucking with girls, you fucking her and fuck her. Hey, one time for my nigga. No time for these bitches. High beef, got the Fred New Balance, but they keep nigga dressing like sissy, like sissy. Bitch, I'm a man. Levi Convert Polo T. I don't give a fuck about no Louboutin shoe, but I got 20,000 on me. Red bottom, say bitch, I don't even know what that is. But my other pocket, I can buy 10 pair and pay a whole year worth of bitch bills. Yeah, slum nigga appeal. Yeah, 96 Impala wood wheel. Yeah, ride around town with a pocket full of money and a nigga ain't even got a deal. Yeah, ride to Atlanta with a pocket full of money, independent, don't even need a deal. Yeah, snow in the book. Yeah, snowing in the book. Yeah, we'll come through while you tourist motherfucker that thinking that y'all talk. Yeah, snowing in the bluff. Yeah, snowing in the bluff. Yeah, hell, it might lay down in a pussy rapper trying to play around like he tough. That right, snowing in the bluff. Yeah, snowing in the bluff. Westside niggas come through this motherfucker show. The whole damn city, what's up, what's up? It's snowing in the bluff. Yeah, snowing in the bluff. Yeah, you don't want none of these West Side Street y'all pussy niggas know what's up.
Educated villains. Educated villains. Educated villains.